First off, I rise to support Senate Bill 2 and thank the gentleman from Dauphin County and the gentlelady from Westmoreland County for working on this bill together. You know, just like last summer when we addressed the original bill, I was a little astonished that I have to remind the public exactly how Pennsylvania's emergency management system works. So when I hear people tout about the governor's ability to respond efficiently and effectively to snowstorms, to floods, or to other long-term disasters, I want to remind people, as someone who's overseen emergency management for over 8 years, that they are not the front line. Historically, in every emergency that has occurred here across the Commonwealth and this great nation, including long-term emergencies like the meltdown at Three Mile Island, county governments, your county emergency responders, are historically your first-line responders. Whether here in Pennsylvania, whether it's down in the Gulf Coast for Hurricane Katrina, historically, the state and federal governments are in a supportive backup role to provide money, to move resources and equipment. For anyone to apply that that would be handled differently is sheer ignorance to how it really works. You have first responders across this Commonwealth in counties who train on an annual basis for long-term radioactive emergencies, not only with other counties all across the state, but with counties in other states. And why is that? I would ask all my colleagues and the people of this great Commonwealth, what's it like to experience statewide implementation of an emergency plan? How did the state's statewide nursing home plan work out? Currently, all of us, how is the statewide vaccination program working out? And how did that waiver process implemented statewide work out? You know when things got better in my county? And my county has more long-term care facilities than any other in the Commonwealth. It started working out better for them when the county finally had enough and started doing their own thing and providing resources and PPE. You know when the vaccination's going to work out best? Right now, as we speak, my county is putting together a mass vaccination plan with four health systems working arm in arm collaboratively to set up a mass vaccination site. Guess who's not cooperating with us? It's no laughing matter. There's a reason why local governments responding is so critical and important. Just as important is the reason to have the backup power of the governor through PEMA and FEMA to support those local efforts. But when you think about SB 2 and what we're trying to do, I want to start off with three words for you all that are the most important words in emergency management: communication, collaboration, and transparency. The hallmarks to responding to a tornado, to a hurricane, to a nuclear meltdown, or even a pandemic. So when you think about those three words, I want you to think about all the things over the last year in terms of communication, collaboration, and transparency. Have we met those benchmarks? Absolutely not. What this bill absolutely does will add accountability to ensure that the communication, collaboration, and transparency goals, which should be forthright in any emergency, are met. That's not to say that it's all going to be ended right away. It's to be ensured that it will be done correctly. To be ensured that if someone's resisting releasing data, show us the science. The general public absolutely deserves to have that information. We should never have scenarios under the collaboration where you're giving power to school boards, part-time elected school board members, to come up with health and safety plans, yet you set aside your full-time commissioners and emergency managers and say, you can't implement a plan. A place where people can come with a complaint where they say, wow, schools can come up with systems to feed thousands of students safely and make sure they socially distance in a school district, but Mr. Restaurant Owner, you can't be trusted so much. You want fairness? And if you want the hallmarks of any successful response to any type of emergency, and I can tell you this firsthand, even as a former county commissioner, when our emergency management coordinator had to make a decision, he had to come back to me as the legislative body. Within a certain period of time, to justify why the decisions were made that were made. It's part of the emergency declaration process. So if it's good enough for the local levels who have more experience in dealing with responding to emergencies and saving lives than any other level of government, why is it not good enough to have the accountability here with the people's representatives? To have someone come in and present what's really going on the ground, show us the data and the science behind it, and why it's necessary to take certain actions, and to have the people's representatives say, you know what, you're correct. Or, if they refuse to do all those things that meet those benchmarks of collaboration, communication, and transparency, we have the ability to say, enough's enough. That's the form of representative democracy we've been blessed with. And that is the absolute key to successfully saving lives in Pennsylvania. And the beauty of it is, our own constituents of this Commonwealth will get to have a say on it if we pass this. So I ask my colleagues to please support Senate Bill 2.